Jedi. It seems like it would take like time out of
this
my
Kevin.
to do.
Hey Kevin, this is Grant over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I was finally able to push out of four what crimes Hild and the one oil field company owner is, you know, charged with. He couldn't give me as much detail. In fact, he wasn't even supposed to tell me, but I kept on pushing him. What he could tell me is that it was for financial crimes. And that means that for a lot of the other lenders I was about to consider, I was like hoping it wasn't financial. I was hoping it was, you know, like theft a few years ago or even like assault, because those are more forgivable. But financial crimes are tougher to work around. You know, I was thinking of pushing.
Wait, hold on. Take a step back.
Yeah.
You said the one oil field owner.
Well, that's the same owner. Remember Hild Construction and the name? I got it right here. Lazarus Oil Field.
Yeah, love. We'll make sure you get to eat as well.
And Hill
which
Consult-
owner is it?
Consulting.
Which owner is it?
Hill Consulting's owner. That's the one that I submitted to Fora for the oil field, because he was 70%, and that's all that Fora requires.
I need something specific from them. I need to know which one, because we didn't have an issue on this deal until we sent Lazarus owner over. Lazarus has an owner that is 30% that is being released from that company, and he's moved out of state, and my guess is he's the one that has the issue. He has no ownership.
It's Brandon Hild.
Okay.
That's who has the issue. I didn't submit with Matt Reed before.
Okay. So, we've got to know what the crimes are. I mean, the guy's not in jail. There's nothing, we're not able to see anything anywhere.
I mean, that's the only thing that I could get from Fora. Usually our MCC contact could maybe give us more detail, but I'd have to go back there and push on them.
What about Everest? They're the ones that we docked the deal for, and they have docs in on. Why can't they tell us anything?
They are just, we don't. It's hard to explain like how each relationship is with our lenders, but they're extremely difficult to get any information out of us. They always tell us, like, fuck you, we won't tell you any details. So I can try, and I can give the hotline a call, but in general, they're very stubborn. I'm more than happy to try.
Legally, as a lender, they have to give a reason for decline, and they have to put it in writing, and they have to send a letter to the client. So I think that out of respect for us, as a partner, they're not going to make us wait a week and a half for the client to receive the letter in writing from them. You can't just decline somebody without a reason.
Okay.
You have to put it in writing, and you have to give them a reason. So they can't just say, you're a criminal, we're declining you. I mean, they need to give a reason. I mean, they can't even decline somebody for being a criminal legally, right? So they need to at least tell us what the reason is so that we can approach the client. I can't just call the client and say, you're a criminal.
No, I know.
We've provided legal contracts. You've signed them, and you've sent them back.
Yeah.
I can't just tell them I have no evidence. I've got no reason to accuse the person of being a criminal. We could get sued for that.
Okay. I'll get at Everest and get in their face about, you know, kind of what you just said and think about it in that light. And I'll put it in that light, and, you know, that should make them bend in the right direction.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you a heads up on whom Everest is. They are the most challenging of all of our lenders to deal with. So
I would just mention to them that there's legal recourse against us for declining a client without a reason. You know, they may come back and say, you need to pull a background check, but that's bullshit. They need to give us a reason so that we can have a reason to decline the customer.
Okay, I'll give them a call right now.
They should understand that. I mean, I don't think we want to open ourselves up to a lawsuit for us saying,
I'm just telling you, like, how they work. Like, I call this one, like, general hotline, and we don't have a rep there. Like, with every other lender, they give us one person to call who's, like, our inside guy who we can talk, candidly about. But we don't have that over there. I'm going to give them a call, though, and usually when you say legal anything, people take attention to it very fast. So.
Well, and be careful with the way you
I'll
say
be
that,
nice.
Too.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Yeah, be careful with the way you say it, because you don't want them to board anything or any jackass rep there to go to their boss and say, oh, Cardiff's threatening legal.
No,
we're
I'm
in
not.
Big trouble. So
I'm going to say that, like, hey, I never received a decline email and a reason for the decline. Hey, while I have you on the phone, can you please just tell me any notes from the underwriter? I'd appreciate any screenshots or information you have regarding that decline.
Okay.
I'll give him a call right now.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye.